This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
But Paul says in verse 1, brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. Bring up verse 2, if you would. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. The church organist, or one of the church organists of the church I served in Columbus, had a brother who was a minister in Dayton. He came to speak one time, and I remember him telling a story about being in Dayton. And he shared this story that really gripped my heart for some reason. He talked about being at a restaurant in Dayton with his family. And he said a family came in and they brought in a wheelchair a son who perhaps was in his early 20s. And this minister said, I was touched as I watched the mother minister to her 20-year-old son in the wheelchair. She put a bib on him just like a baby. She took food out and fed him as you would a baby. She held the glass up to his mouth as you would a baby. And here's what this minister commented. I still remember his sermon where he talked about it. He said, as much as I was touched by it, there was a part of me that knew this isn't natural. It's not natural for a 20-year-old to be spoon-fed by his mother. It's not natural, it's not normal for a 20-year-old to be fed food like a baby's being fed food out of a baby jar. And then he made the point, talking about this very passage. That's why Paul was saying to people at Corinth, it's not normal for you to be acting like spiritual babies. It's not normal for you to have to be fed milk when you should be on solid food. You have been Christians for around 7 years. I spent a year and a half with you, Paul could have said, 18 months every week teaching the word to them, admonishing them. And he said, you're still babies. What Paul said to Corinth could be said to many people in the American church today. They're still babies, not growing. What's your level of growth? And I'm not saying in terms of comparative difference, you know, are you more spiritual than the person next to you? That's not what I'm talking about. Here's what I'm talking about, comparing yourself to yourself. Have you seen spiritual growth in your own life in the last year, the last 5 years? The last 10 years, meaning what? How do you measure growth? Are you studying the Word of God? I hope that you get more out of the Bible than you get from me on Sunday morning, and I really mean that. I don't say that facetiously at all. I encourage people to listen to speakers on the radio. I encourage people to read books of Christian authors and just do Bible study on their own and attend Bible studies during the week. Why? Because that's where the power is. That's where the power is. The problem at Corinth is that the people were acting like spiritual babies, and the evidence of it was in verse 3. Let's go on to verse 3. You are still worldly, since there is jealousy and quarreling among you. Are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? What did this mean, jealousy and quarreling? Jealousy, really, a better word here is envy. There is a difference between jealousy and envy. You're jealous of something that's yours and you're protective of it, but you envy that which is not yours. And people were envious of other people within the body of Christ, and there was this competitive party spirit going on with people following one leader over another leader, one servant over another servant. And Paul says, are you not acting like mere men? Go on to the next verse, if you will. For one says, I follow Paul, and another says, I follow Apollos. Are you not mere men? Who do you follow in life? You know, there may be a favorite speaker you listen to on the radio. I hope you follow Jesus.
And we'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.